Welcome everybody, Shir number 1468. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfur Shlemer Fall of Ram Nisanel Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Kippel Begodim, folding garments on Shabbos. Okay, we are trying to just finish up a few odds and ends over here. We are going through some of the very interesting questions Shailas brought down in the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos. Some of them are fairly understandable, but we like to cover as much ground as we could. These things come up, people should be aware. So he brings down in reference to folding. So we spoke about, of course, pants, talis, and various different types of clothing and different things. So he brings down in reference to a scarf. Somebody has like a scarf or a shawl, you know, like a shawl sometimes or a scarf. And a shawl could be maybe like a woman's shawl also. But I think he means more like a scarf type of a thing, whereby to fold that up will be fine also. He says that would be no problem. The person, unless it comes home, is right, it's cold day, they're wearing a scarf, so they want to take it off. So he brings down an important point that these things, a lot of these things that we're talking about, he says a person is very important that they shouldn't be ish mevulbel, you know, like walk around like a shmati, you know. You see sometimes, I want to just mention that I know you see every so often a person's walking around and their shirt is like, you know, one part of the shirt is sticking out, one part of the shirt is sticking in. Even during the week, you know, you should be, a person has to be careful. I know by us, even by my shul where we dive in the rub, sometimes if we'll see somebody walking around, you know, in their shirt, part of it is sticking out, part of it is sticking in, you know. I don't know, in English or Jewish or whatever you want to call it, it's called a schlump, you know. A person has to make a walk around. They shouldn't be Ishmael and Mavulva, look like a lost soul, as they say in English. You know, tuck in a shirt, hold the revel, tell the person, tuck in your shirt and finish, you know. It's a person has to be mesudadik, and it's a very important thing, especially from Yi, the Kiddush Hashem. People say, oh, you see, oh, he dresses nice, he's not, doesn't mean we have to walk around like a fancy schmancy, who knows what, but just some mesudadik, shirt tucked in, walk around nicely, you know, not to throw our clothing on the floor, as they say, you know, person takes off the scarf. So that's what he brings down, a reference to a scarf. Person takes off the scarf, you know, there's no person that's folding it up like he's folding up his talus. It's just, he's not a wild fella, you know. Take off his scarf, throw it down on the chair, throw it down on the table, who knows, wherever it lands, right? So, no, you take it off, fold it up nicely, and you put it on the side. And when you're ready to take it out, you take it out again or whatever, you move, put it on the side somewhere. But it should be folded up nicely. Look, you know, but again, it's not a question of the folding over here. Nobody's so worried about taking out wrinkles over here. It's not a question of hachana for shonat. Nobody's preparing for after Shabbos, right? And nobody's being masada their scarf, it should look like who knows what. You just take it off nicely, fold it over nicely. And usually in a scarf, you don't have creases anyways. So that also is not a shayla. So he says, the adra, b'shosha lev shem oisem miskamit ve'enin nikabo kipulai, v'nim sem kipulai rak kidei l'sadra al-machayna, right? Again, it's not, even if it gets a little bit wrinkled, but nobody does it for these type of things. Reslim t'lahamit beged al-matzavai haragol is motet. Just to put it back, like we said last time, it's like sort of like a person's walking around, their collar's up, right? Their shirt collar's up, or part of their jacket lapel is popped up, so you're allowed to push it back down. You're folding the lapel back in its place. You're folding back the shirt collar, right? But I'm wearing the shirt. I don't want to look, again, I don't want to look like a ishmavulva. I'm a sudadika person. I walk around. So I take off the scarf and I fold it up nicely. I put it on the side. So that's not a problem. He says also, person takes off, let's say, the gartel, for example, right? So some people roll it up, some people they fold it up a little, whatever the case is. So I said that's also, it says for the same reasons, this would also be mutter l'chayr, it's not a problem. Gartel, a bell, he doesn't, not so much a bell, but it's more like a gartel, which is a longer thing, right? Again, the same thing, you don't have to just take it off and throw it down in the corner somewhere and it'll look like who knows what. You could, whatever, person, sometimes, some people roll it up, some people fold it up nicely. So, even though he says, even though you'll say, well, it's black, and we know that black is a problem, right? But in these cases, right, in these cases it would be okay, because again, it's a people who dafka bedover hamiskapel bepoil, right? V'loy gartel kesheroitzim latznia rak misavim oisei sovisovis. And he's like putting a kadesh loy tiskamit, you just want to put it away. It should stay, you know, it should stay straight and nice, whatever. Not all straight and nice from the wrinkles, but just again, a mesudadik thing. These are all part of being mesudadik.
Right. So Lamaisa, that's how he brings it down. And he says, even though by folding up the gartel or rolling up the gartel, it's bedafka, like we said, it will, I don't know if we want to say it'll take out some of the wrinkles, but again, the person is just doing it. And the other thing is also, he brings down, interesting, that Lamaisa over here, you're not going to be wearing it anymore. Buy the scarf, maybe I'll go out to Minach or whatever. But over here, so you're dealing with a case in time. I finished davening, right? I'm not going to be wearing my gartel anymore. But again, also, it's the same type of a thing. He says, Lamaisa, may high time and nami near a mutal a couple gartel, that one would be allowed to do it. Afshu beged shachar, because again, the same type of, things, because I'm just doing it out some suddatic thing, I'm putting it away nicely. There's no person, again, does not have to take off the gartel or take off the scarf and just throw it down any old way, like who knows what. Even though it might come to the way you're folding it up, the gartel, it might, it's going to keep it intact, as they say, whereby it won't get wrinkled. Whereas opposed, if somebody just throws it down, you know, who knows what, maybe it could get wrinkled. But even so, again, this is a type of a thing. It's not like a talus or a pants, whereby a person's makbid with the wrinkles and these type of things. Again, it's a mesudadik thing, and a person doesn't have to, just walk around throwing down their clothing. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.